Jackson Bird, welcome to the Big Sports Breakfast. The Sixers, mate, we've been talking a lot of Big Bash this morning. Obviously, a lot of chat about AB de Villiers and how the Heat performed yesterday. But you blokes are sitting nice and second on the ladder at the moment, and things are going okay.
Yeah, things are going well so far. We've had a pretty good start to the season. We've probably got a bit of a, I suppose, a reality check, I guess, against the Stars last game. They're probably the benchmark team in the comp, so they just, I guess, showed us what we need to do if we want to win the comp, I guess. So, yeah, there's a lot of good teams out there as well. So, you see AB de Villiers and even James Pattinson coming back into the Heat side yesterday, so they're on a bit of a roll as well.
What did you think about seeing AB de Villiers playing last night and just to see the impact that a player of his calibre will have on the BBL?
I think it's great. You know, any time you can get, you know, world-class players like AB de Villiers, he's probably one of the best players to ever play the game. So any time you can get that into our BBL competition, it's great for the fans. It's great for the players as well. You know, guys that don't play international cricket don't really get the opportunity to play against guys like that very often. So, yeah, it's a good test for those young guys coming through. And, you know, a lot of people will learn a lot off him just by just watching him go about it. So it's great to see.
How have you rated the competition as a whole against other BBLs this year, Jackson?
It's been a pretty sort of hectic schedule. You know, we've been on the road a fair bit. Not much break between games. Which, yeah, I think last year I sort of said somewhere in the media that it was too long, but, you know, probably would prefer a longer season now. No, it's been good, actually, because we've been on a bit of a roll. So, you know, you play back-to-back-to-back and you can get momentum pretty quickly in these sort of tournaments. So, you know, especially now that the games are so close together. But, you know, as always, the standard's been improving from year to year. So players just keep getting better and at the T20 game, the more they play.
Obviously, we played last year for the Stars and that was in the final. To see them carve up the way they did, to see Marcus Stoinis tee off like that as a bowler, I mean, is there anything you can do in regards to that, or you just have to sit back and you're just a passenger?
Yeah, well, it was a hell of an innings. I don't think we've seen an innings like that before anywhere. So, yeah, one of those things you sort of, what can you do at the end of a game, like end of an innings like that? We probably could have attacked him a bit more in the first six overs. He sort of got his eye in. We bowled a few bad balls and he got away from us. But, yeah, I suppose it's good for him to get that innings out of the way in the middle of the tournament rather than, you know, we're probably going to have to play them in the back half of the... Well, we'll definitely play him again at the SCG in a couple of days. And then, you know, we might come up against them in the finals. So, you know, we had a bit of a chat about it. And, yeah, we sort of probably made him play too much off the back foot, which, you know, he sweats on that sort of stuff. So I think next game we'll probably try to look to pitch it up a bit more and without giving too much away, of course. But, yeah, I suppose the good thing was we didn't have to bowl to Maxi for more than an over. So hitting him as well. We could have been chasing 250, so.
Well, they're both pushing their way back into Aussie colours. How much of the game did you see overnight, Jackson, of that record run chase over in India?
I didn't see any of the run chase. I obviously looked at the scores this morning, and yeah, it was pretty impressive. Looked like it was pretty impressive hitting, really. And yeah, I thought the bowlers did a really good. I watched a little bit of the bowling innings. You know, I think the bowlers did a really good job. The spinners were good, and obviously Starkey, Kamo are world class, so and Richo as well. So yeah, it's good to see, you know, Australian cricket going well.
Well, Jackson, let's take a look at you guys this week. You've got the Hobart Hurricanes on Thursday night, and then the big one on Saturday night is the Sydney Derby. And we remember how fantastic that match was when you guys last faced off. But we'll start with Hobart. You guys are the favourites when you host them on Thursday night. How do you see that one going?
I think it'll be a tough game for us just because Hobart, you know, they've got a lot of quality players that probably aren't playing as well as what they would have liked at the moment. They've had a few injuries and they've had a few losses as well. So they, you know, sort of, I guess, one loss away from being out of contention, which I guess they can, those sort of games could be danger games for us. So, yeah, we're just going to have to, I suppose, play as, you know, as well as we can. But, yeah, that'll definitely be a danger game. Matthew Wade's obviously back playing for them, and some of their bowlers have been going well as well. So yeah, that'll be interesting to see that. And then yeah, the Thunder on Saturday night, it's going to be great. Anytime you play against a big crowd, against I suppose your crosstown rivals, they've got it. Yeah, they've sort of, I suppose, will be looking for another win as well. They started off the season really well, but they probably haven't been as consistent over the last sort of couple of weeks. So, yeah, we're expecting three really tough matchups in the next sort of 5 days.
Do you think, just touching on the, you know, look, is this shorter season? I know you said last year that it's possibly too long, but do you think this shorter season is better, or do you think we still haven't found the right format for the BBL?
No, I think this format's better. It definitely is better. I felt like it dragged on a little bit last year. And I think the scheduling now is sort of test your whole squad, because guys sort of need a rest here and there, and, you know, they get a bit more fatigued. So it sort of tests the depth of your squad, that every 18 players in most squads are going to play a game here and there. So in that respect, it's good. And like I said, you know, if you're on the right side of, you know, the momentum that you can gain, you know, it's great. But you can go the other way as well, I suppose. You can get on a roll, I suppose, a run of losses, and it'd be pretty hard to turn around. So, but yeah, I definitely think this sort of format's better. You know, an extra day off here and there to sort of account for travel would be, I suppose, ideal. But, you know, not everything's possible in terms of that. So, yeah, other players have been, you know, haven't really complained too much. They've sort of just gotten on with the job, and, yeah, it's been good.
All right, mate. Well, you've got a big couple of days coming up. As Jamie mentioned before, you've got the match not too far away against you. The derby will be huge. It always is. So you'll be looking for bragging rights there. And then, of course, that return match with the Stars. Let's hope you can give Stoinis a bit of curry when he's up here.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Jackson Booth, thanks so much for joining us, mate.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Cheers.